Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Weaver. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Gordon Slade. Batting third. The third baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harlan Poole. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Stout. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Alan Stout. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Kiler reaches second base with a double. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Slade for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball four. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball towards left. Poole settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Poole. Klein moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Poole. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Klein scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a line drive into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Gerges moves to second. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harlan Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Stout fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Poole. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gallen scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kline for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade is 0-for-1 in the game. Slade strikes out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Weaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein. Hafey reaches second base with a double. Harlan Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Komorowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Stout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stout is 0 for 1 in the game. Stout is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell bunts towards the mound. Stout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klein moves to second. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Chuck Klein. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Bottomley, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. O'Farrell moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges is walked intentionally. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach scores. O'Farrell moves to third. Gerges moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing left field. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade is 0 for 2 in the game. Slade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kernick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Slade scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harlan Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 2 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Komorowski moves to third. Bill Marshall pinch hits for Alan Stout. Bill Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Adams reaches second base with a double. Komorowski scores. Lombardi moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Slade is hit by the pitch. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kernick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbach who is chasing the ball. Kernick reaches third base with a triple. Lombardi scores. Adams scores. Slade goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Pat Malone now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman who is chasing the ball. Bottomley reaches third base with a triple. Kernick scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hafey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi now catching. Paul Derringer now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Slade settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Bill Lee pinch runs for Bob O'Farrell. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee moves to third. Malone moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Harlan Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-4, Reds. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kyler moves to second. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach bunts towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to third. Herman moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.